We all have wondered at some point in our lives, what is this mystery of karma? And what is this mystery of rebirths and reincarnations? Now, I had an opportunity to sit for a podcast with Stay Spiritual Channel. And during our conversation, this interesting topic came about. And today, we will understand what is rebirth, what is reincarnation, and how all of this is tied to karma within this conversation and within this part of the podcast. So make sure to watch till the end to get around the mystery of rebirths and reincarnation.
We've talked quite a bit about like lives, this life, the next life, but I'm curious a little bit about death and the process of death and what happens. And from your understanding in your studies, what happens at death? What is death? What is the mechanics of this system? What is happening?
In Vedanta, there are, for these questions, there are clear explanations, right? So it is said that there are three bodies that is associated with each and every one of us. First, there is the physical body that we can see and feel, the blood, bones, tissues, etc. And then beyond that, there is subtle body. This is the energy level and thoughts, feelings, emotions, belief systems, personality. So all these things are associated with the subtle body. And then there is something called as the causal body. It is said that avidya or ignorance and identification with our own system lies at this level. So these three are the bodies that is associated with each and every one of us. And when what we call death is the death of the physical body. So we can only see it and we can only experience that. So, and the subtle body or the sukshma sharira, it is not visible to the naked eye. So when the physical body dies, a person is very much alive. It's not the death of anything, like according to the scriptures. And it's like, it's not just, I'm not only talking about the point of view of Hinduism or Advaita Vedanta. This is a very common understanding in Jainism, in Buddhism. I don't know particularly about Christianity, but in most of the religions in the world, the rebirth and reincarnation, and there are some, I think some journalists and some researchers have documented this also. They have searched people, based on some memories they had, and it is very, try to search something on that, we'll find it. So yeah, what we call death is the death of the physical body, and the subtle body along with the causal body, it simply moves on to the next physical body based on the karma that it holds, based on the memory that it carries. The parents and the circumstances which are most compatible to that memory, so it finds that parents, it finds those parents, and it is born there. It is explained like this. So this is an infinite cycle. So there is no end to it. This is, we are born, we live, we die, and we go on accumulating memory.
Is it always human, or could it be aliens on another planet? Could it be an animal? Is it always human?
No, it is not. It need not be always human. But what happens is, once it is explained that even rocks, plants, and everything is consciousness, although they are grossest expression of consciousness. And human beings are said to be the peak of evolution, right? So usually it doesn't go the other way, it is said. So once we become humans, and there are other dimensions, what we call aliens, it is explained as different dimensions, different parallel realities. So there are a lot of things. But yeah, it need not be always human. But the nature of the memory that we accumulate is such that it is usually always human. Because
I was just thinking about how much of a comfort knowing that this gets accumulated over time could be to people, because I think everybody experiences some kind of loss in their life. And maybe some of the struggle people have with death is like, it will have been for nothing. Like, I lived and then I died. What? Why would I have lived at all if I'm just going to die and nothing was accumulated? And it seems like it would be a comfort to know that there's an accumulative aspect to this thing. Sorry.
Yeah, but felt like I yeah, but say. But the sad point is that what we accumulate is usually negativity. That is the problem. Most of us. Yeah. Think about what we do. No, like most of us do not choose to serve others. Most of us, like how many people choose spiritual life? Like it's right. Very rare. So
can't
most
you
of
decide,
us are,
though? Can't you? Can't? Couldn't you be like, I am gonna dedicate my life to accumulating good?
Could yeah, you yeah, you can do it. That? Yeah, like, I'm just asking how many of us do it. But yeah, right. we can at any time we can choose that path, and that is the point of spirituality. If we choose to accumulate good things, of course we'll experience good things, and not just in the other life, even in this life, right? The whatever mm-hmm. actions we perform, our state of being is like that, our thoughts are like that, our belief systems are like that, and we attract such a life.
Right. So you said that it kind of like it infinitely keeps going.
Yes.
I always thought that it would eventually kind of like arrive at some source and then maybe start all over again. But you're saying it keeps, there's like a projection always going forward. Does that mean we're like the lessons that we learn now, there's like a never ending learning on top of learning? Like you're never really getting the full piece. It's only going up.
It is an infinite cycle until and unless we break it. Like to break it, we have the potential. Let's say the point of Advaita Vedanta, the philosophy of Advaita Vedanta is simply this. This is a tool that you can use to break that cycle and be one with that infinite consciousness, and you're no more in the rat race of this, in this cycle. That is the point of all spirituality, not just Advaita Vedanta, Christianity, or whatever religions and philosophies there are out there. The point of it is to be one with God and to break the cycle. Right. But what I'm saying is most of the world is not at that place. Most of the world, like including us, like even we, most of us who choose spiritual path, we do it part-time, right? Like we have a full-time.
What was that term that you used earlier? It was like unconscious something. You coined a term and you called it unconscious.
Unconscious ambition. Yeah, yeah.
Unconscious ambition was it.
Yeah, yeah, correct. That was the place that I was in.
Right. And it's, unconsciousness seems to be the thing that keeps you entering the cycle of death and rebirth, entering back into samsara is unconsciousness. So the whole point is to become conscious. And I think when you've gotten some... when you've raised your consciousness to some degree, you can start to see like, oh, it's possible to be more conscious. So many people in their lives, they are unconscious that they're just acting on code, on pre-programming. And the idea of getting conscious, you can get a sense of that within your lifetime. And I guess if you take it far enough, you can exit the cycle of death and rebirth and be one with God again.
Well, you were talking a bit about the rat race there, and I was wondering what you might say to someone who stumbles across a video like this, and they're hearing us talk about all this stuff, and they're feeling beaten up by, life, because it asks a lot out of us, right? Mm-hmm. And, a lot of it's because of the choices that we make to be engaged with this stuff. But what would you say to that guy? Where's a good place to begin? For someone who is trying to become more conscious, who is trying to like get out of the rat race.
Yes. So, in my experience, like I said, nothing comes close to explaining the nature of reality like the Upanishads. So we need to hold on to some philosophy in life, I think, because reality is the way it is, it's so complex and, it is beyond anything that we know, that we need some guidance. And these ancient rishis of India, they have tried in every way possible to although it is so difficult to explain this, with the limitation of language. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there immediately there are dichotomies, right? Like we need to accommodate two totally opposite things. In our experience, we are absolutely limited. I'm, as a body, as a mind, I'm absolutely limited. But I need to understand that I'm infinite and the entire universe is because of me. Imagine the dichotomy right. there. Imagine it's so... The mind will start to break there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but I think we need to fall back on the scriptures.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.